Where do you think we're going to be in 10 years in terms of breast cancer?
Well, I think we're going to have a new classification of breast cancer. We've already seen the beginning of that with, you know, the luminal A, B, HER2 basal classification. We're going to not be looking at it as one disease, and it's probably going to be many, many diseases, as with lymphoma, and hopefully different markers for each category and targeted therapy. So I think we'll have many more targets that we're going to identify for treatments. We're going to have less toxic therapy that actually work in more patients. So kind of like hypertension, where you have drugs that work very well in patients and they don't have any side effects. So that's where I'm hoping we're going to be.
And people have talked about that a lot in the last couple of years. And to me, it seems like the only way we're going to get there is to follow the neoadjuvant looking inside the tissue type approach, which, of course, the NSABP has really shifted towards.
Right. And the B40 study is the study where we're doing that and looking at the AC followed by the docetaxel with three different drugs and doing tumor biopsies before. And then at surgery, looking at the genetic components, the cDNA microarray, to see if we can predict which patients will respond to which. Now, I think that's with chemotherapy, and that's important, but I really even see going beyond that and using some of these other targeted therapies, PI3 kinase inhibitors, things like that, that will target just the malignant cells.
But again, do you see that tested in the neoadjuvant setting where you're looking at the tissue?
Well, I think it will be tested in the neoadjuvant setting, but I still think that you need to have some kind of efficacy. So it's going to still be tested in probably traditional ways. The NCI is actually doing a phase zero program under Jim Doroshow, where his idea is to look very specifically at a focused target, use a drug for that target, and see if you can measure an effect of the drug on the target. If you do, say that it's effective, and then go on to your efficacy study. So I think that we'll be doing things like that. And that's not necessarily neoadjuvant. He, for example, is looking at a PARP inhibitor where they're using peripheral blood cells. So if you can find the right bodily tissue, I guess, to use, either blood cells or urine or things like that, you could do that. So it doesn't necessarily have to be in the breast.